we thought it'd be fun to bring back to the studio our new best friend, Tim Goodwin, otherwise known as Timothy E. Goodwin on
Hello.
IMDb. Hi, Tim.
Good morning. Good morning.
Tim, we talked to you on Monday at 8:30. So this is, you know, for folks who weren't listening Monday at 8:30, this is the first time they've heard you. You're here to promote your new movie called Getting Grace.
That's correct.
So remind us a little bit about that.
Well, it is a comedy, a dark comedy about cancer. So mm-hmm. now you know why it's a dark comedy. Mm-hmm. So a young lady is dying of cancer, and she wants to go in and find out what's going to happen to her body after she dies. So she goes into a funeral home and drives the funeral director crazy. And but over the course of the movie, as she progresses in her illness and dies, she teaches the funeral director how to live. And it's a really, really sweet, sweet story. You'll love it. You'll laugh and you will cry. So bring some tissues. And it's my very first nationally released movie, which is why I'm back here. I don't know if I mentioned that on Monday, but you know, I've done a ton of TV shows and movies, but this is the first one that's going to be open nationwide in theaters across the country, and so I'm excited. So I want to bring it back to Lynchburg and show my hometown folks, hey, I'm actually doing something.
That's exciting. Now,
and we should let people know. You see this tomorrow night, 7 p.m. at Regal Cinemas River Ridge Mall. And it's also going to be Sunday night in Roanoke.
In Roanoke. So if you're listening from Roanoke, please get some tickets. We need to, I've been in Lynchburg all week, so we're good. We're selling a lot of tickets here, but we need to fill the theater in Roanoke as well, too. So, or maybe you want to go to both. I wouldn't be opposed to that. And the cool thing is that afterwards, both showings, we're going to have a question and answer time with me and Daniel Roebuck, the director and star of the film. So it's going to be a good time. I think you'll like it.
Very good.
And by the way, Senator Steve Newman will, for each ticket sold, be making a donation to the local Cancer Society. So you've got that going for you as well.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
So you were sharing some of your experiences in Hollywood with us, and that's why we thought it'd be fun to bring you back on the program just to talk about life in Hollywood. And you started out here in Lynchburg as making
Crimes and Bridges. Yeah. Isn't that funny?
It is funny. And then you just, you know, it just, I'm not sure, is that the normal stepping stone from making Crowns to being an actor?
It works for me. I don't know that, you know, what works for me doesn't necessarily work for everybody. So I wouldn't necessarily say, hey, you got to go make Teeth and then you'll make it fine in Hollywood. But it worked for me. As a matter of fact, on Monday, one of my dentists that I work for called up after the show and said, hey, I want to take you to lunch. So we went to lunch. That was kind of neat. I really enjoyed that. Dr. Massey, can I say that?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when you got out to Hollywood, though, when you said, okay, I just got to try this, were you the starving artist for a while? And
I do have other talents, fortunately.
Okay.
I know a lot about cameras and photography. So I went and got a job at a big camera store there. And paid the bills doing that for a while.
And got you a lot of contacts, too.
Absolutely, yes. And so that keep me from starving. As you can, you know, for those who can't see me, I am far from starving and always have been. But you know, there's nothing like being able to pay the bills and not have that day job. Just being able to be the actor that's auditioning and going to set and getting the bills paid. It's really cool.
So let's talk about that. I mean, what is a typical day like? Say you're called to an audition for an episode of a TV show or something like that. How does that generally go?
Well, usually I find out the night before. So my agent or manager will call in and say, hey, you know, Tim, they want you to come in and read for such and such a show. So I'll get the sides, which are basically the lines that I'm going to be learning. And then I'll learn those. And then the next day I'll get up and if it's going to be the, you know, the weird looking guy with the scraggly hair, I make sure I look like that. And if it's the, you know, the businessman, I'll make sure my hair is nice and tidy like it is this morning. And I'm clean shaven and go from there. That's the beautiful thing about being a character actor is I don't have to play the same guy every time. You know, one day I could be a lawyer. The next day I could be a janitor. The next day I could be some crazy wacko insane guy. And it's just a lot of fun. I think I mentioned the other day, it's hard to sell my face as a you know, bad guy, but I'm dying to play a bad guy one of these days just because, you know.
To be a villain?
Be the villain.
Yeah, I've heard that from actors that it's a lot of fun to be the bad guy.
Oh, sometimes. Absolutely. Because, I mean, you know, let's face it, all of us have at some point or another been so mad at somebody we'd like to pummel them. if you're a bad guy as an actor, you get to at least pretend.
Right.
And, you know, it's a lot of fun.
You were on Days of Our Lives.
Yes.
How was that, working on a soap opera?
You know, it was great, great fun. You know, I think I mentioned that they do 70 pages a day, so there's no room for error. So they tell you, please don't be a reason, they have to do another take, which is a little bit of pressure, but, you know, they were so nice. And, you know, I'm a guy, so I like beautiful ladies, and all the ladies are beautiful, and they were all come up and they'd give me hugs, and it was just really horrible, you know, horrible experience. But they're all very, very nice, but it's very, very fast. Mm-hmm. So you got to make sure you come prepared, which you know, people think, well, yeah, of course you would come prepared, but you'd be surprised how many actors are kind of flaky.
All right, so you've worked on, you did a recent episode of Mom.
Yeah.
With Allison Janney, and who's the other female star of that?
Anna Faris.
Anna Faris, there you go. And then you were on an episode of The Middle, which I just my favorite ever show. And The Gilmore Girls, you were talking about
doing Gilmore Girls.
Which of The Gilmore Girls were you?
I was the big red Speedo girl.
That was the one where you had to have the red Speedo, right?
Yes.
You had to be in your red Speedo.
Yes,
the things you will do for a job.
The things, yeah.
But every gig that you've talked to us about, you describe all the people as just being so super nice. I mean,
really? And I can't help but be surprised every time I go in, because you just have this preconceived notion. And, you know, I'm an actor, and I think I'm a nice guy and nice to everybody. So why wouldn't everybody? So I haven't really had any experiences of people just being divas. You know, there was one guy who's a big actor, and he wouldn't take a picture with me.
Who was it?
I can't say that.
Can we
tell you during the break. You
okay.
can guess, sure.
Was it Jimmy Stewart?
Jimmy Stewart, yeah, he was a real tool. No, I shouldn't say that. No, I never met Jimmy Stewart. A good friend of mine met Jimmy Stewart, but yeah, you know, I bet he was just awesome.
He does seem like one of those people you don't hear people with a lot of unkind words.
You don't
about it.
You were on the Jimmy Kimmel show.
Yes, do you remember the first presidential debate when Ken Bone wore the red sweater and had that? So they called me up and said I was in audience Ken Bone.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if you remember seeing that. But
were
that
there
was
a lot of them? Or
no,
just
no, no. It was just
hey,
me.
Ashley, find that clip of Tim Goodwin playing audience Ken Bone on Jimmy Kimmel. Was Jimmy nice?
I only met him just from,
okay.
He was talking from his desk to
okay,
me.
Okay.
And they were actually interviewing the real Ken Bone via satellite.
Right.
And so I think I was asking Ken Bone a question. and I think the question was, you know, who does your wardrobe or something like that? And he said his wife,
I think I remember. I remember that.
And they kept me secret from the audience because they wanted it to be one of the live audience to be surprised too.
Yeah.
So I was in the back of the studio audience in a bathrobe in the dark, and during a commercial break they bring me down in this bathrobe, and I'm sitting in the front row of the bathroom because they didn't want me to reveal what's going on, and the audience is like, who's this guy in a robe and what's gonna come up next? This is gonna be, you know, after the seeing me in the Speedo thing, they had no idea what they were gonna see then. And so then I take the robe off, and he says, we have someone here, and there it is. It was funny. And to this date, it's the most watched thing I've ever done. I mean, I was on Good Morning America. I was on the morning shows because they were showing clips from the funny shows. And so, I mean, tens of millions of people have seen that clip.
That's terrific.
Although I had a mustache and a red sweater. So.
What is the... I'm just still trying to think of the actor who was the diva. We're going to find that out. We're going to get that out of you.
Maybe during the commercial break.
Okay. Right. So talk about... The atmosphere in Hollywood right now with the whole hashtag Me Too and Harvey Weinstein, and then more and more men being called out for their bad behavior toward women.
Well, it's about time this stuff really becomes talked about because it's been going on since the invention of the movie camera, the casting couch. My big concern is like, why is everybody acting so surprised? I mean, of course this has been going on because it's talked about, but not necessarily naming names. So now we're naming names, and people are getting in trouble.
They've played the clips. As soon as all the information about Harvey Weinstein came out, all the past jokes came out, that the little sly or not so sly references that Seth MacFarlane and other people had made
you
at award
Oscar,
ceremonies.
Harvey Weinstein anymore,
people on talk shows, people had made, it was like this not very well kept secret that everybody just kind of knew about. Put up with, but then it's like it just suddenly became unacceptable.
It's always been unacceptable, but it was tolerated, now it's not being tolerated, which I think is it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think though, as long as this is going to be difficult, but guys have to stop being pigs. Let's face it, and then everybody, whether it's a man or woman, who gets invited to do these things, proposition, thank you, has got to say no. As long as people are still saying yes, it's going to continue to go on. If everybody were just to say no and say, you know what, I don't want my career to be advanced because of this.
Yeah.
Well, that would be a sea change.
A sea change.
Yeah, it would be huge. I mean, that would be a big difference.
But, you know, I don't want to get in trouble for saying that because I don't want to make it look like it's a victim's fault because it's not. It's the people who are in power who are in the wrong. But if nobody ever said yes, then that's the real power.
Yeah.
Right?
If the director said, hey, you know, if you do this and you have the girl say okay, then he, of course, he's going to
try it again
to the next girl,
right.
Yeah, and so it's a well,
you know, everybody's got to stop abusing their power, and everybody's got to stop being abused, taken advantage of.
Have you noticed a difference, a big difference, living out there?
As far as a
climate? I mean, because they've talked about how this is even affecting relationships between men and women, and men even afraid to hug a woman or something
like
that.
Absolutely. You know, I'm a very nice guy, and Mary, you look very nice today, and so now I might be afraid. Exactly. You know, it's like, Brian, you don't look,
but, yeah, I don't get a lot of that.
But, you know, as an actor who hasn't really had to put up with that, usually I get the, you know, Tim, if you promise not to try to have sex with us, we'll give you the job. You know, it's not really different for me per se, but there is a definite atmosphere of, maybe I better be more careful about how I compliment, which is probably a good thing too. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I hope it doesn't go away totally because, you know, I like being complimentary to people. I really
right.
do.
It's nice to say nice things and to be complimented to right. accept compliments. And
just
stuff.
To make sure you don't abuse the, you know, there is a limit to what we should say to each other and accept from somebody. You know, we should correct people. Say, you know, that was a little inappropriate.
We continue visiting with Tim Goodwin. Here it is. Debate sensation Ken Bone meeting audience Ken Bone on Jimmy Kimmel Live.
It's over. Before you go, I have one question. I'd like to go to the studio audience. Someone in the audience has a question for Ken. Yes, go ahead, sir.
Last night when you asked about energy policy, there was something I knew I needed to ask you. How did you ever get such a fresh and cool style?
That's a great question.
I would love to say that I was born this way.
Ken Bone in his famous red sweater and Tim Goodwin in the audience is the audience. Ken Bone.
They had a really hard time finding a red sweater because they were sold out everywhere. But they finally found one and we had a great time.
How do you practice? Like, did you, knowing you were going to do that, did you observe Ken Bone? Did you watch the clip from the debate and then try? I mean, how do you?
Well, I had seen it the night before, a few days before when it was. And, you know, they wanted me to actually read the question. I think my joke to the director was, you know, I didn't gonna make me work for my money. They wanted it to be like I was a little nervous, you know, guy reading a question because he read his, you know, question. So I was really more me. I was really more Tim Goodwin than it was Ken Bone. I just happened to have the fake mustache and the red sweater.
How do you prepare for other roles as a character actor? Will you, you know, if you have to have a, have you ever had to have like a thick accent or play, you know, the
bad
guy or something?
Well, I would say for accents, I auditioned for a Disney show where they wanted a thick, deep woods Maine accent. Mm-hmm. And so my mom grew up in Maine. So I just emailed her the sides and said, write it out phonetically how I should say it. The accent was great. I didn't get the part, but the accent was really, really great. So, you know, we all have little tricks that we do. I just write my lines out. If it's an audition where there's two or three lines, and that's kind of easy. But, you know, if it's 8 pages of dialogue, then I'll handwrite them out. And it seems to me when I do that, I just learn them better. And quite honestly, if it's well written, it's very easy to learn. If it's horribly written, it's just difficult.
So you've done movies and television. Give us a little sense of the difference between the two.
TV is just a lot quicker. Even from, you know, I'll audition for a television show, and within a day, I'll know if I got the part or not. A movie, I could audition for it and not hear for 3 months. And then I'm like, what was that? Oh, that's right. I had that audition. Okay, yeah. What did I do at that audition? You know, so a TV happens quicker because we're doing a show every 7 days. Movies have anywhere from 30 to 90 day or more production time. So I think movies are a lot more, for me anyway, they're a lot more relaxed and not as fast paced. Whereas TV's, I wouldn't say... I'm an actor. I mean, I'm not digging ditches. This is fun work, regardless of how long or how long the days are, or whatever. It's just fun. So I hate to describe it as, you know, difficult, but it's not, because it's not. It's just a lot of fun. And then I get a paycheck. So hey, how can I complain?
It's better. So I was looking at your IMDb page, and it made me wonder what sort of the movie's kind of a lag time, because you've got 6 of them, 3 in post-production, 3 more are going to be in pre-production. So I mean, does that, you'll have a bunch of them kind of piled up and just go from one to another and then wait for them to come out? Or
well, that's how the movies work. They take a lot longer to do. Post-production is going to be anywhere from how long it takes to edited to do we have a distributor, can we release it? Although there's a lot of factors in when a movie is actually going to come out, and sometimes they don't. And that's the sad, unfortunate thing. Sometimes they just don't get any more money, and they just kind of sit there waiting.
What's your dream job, dream show, or movie?
For those producers in Hollywood who are listening, I would love my own sitcom. And it doesn't have to be the Tim Goodwin show, but if at least I was a series regular on a sitcom. Those are just them, because you have the live audience, it's all local, you go home at the end of the day, and you just get to have a lot of fun. So the half hour sitcom, live audience would be
premise?
Great.
Do you have a premise for it?
Like my own show?
Yeah, like what would it be about?
Well, you know, now for all those producers who are listening, don't steal this idea. Because my friend Daniel, who directed Getting Grace, we auditioned together a lot. Yeah. So we'll ride with each other. We'll run lines with each other. Not we don't have the same audition, but we'll ride with each other. And then we'll go to Chick-fil-A when we're done. So I thought it'd be neat to have a show about character actors. Because you've had show about famous people, but I don't recall of any kind of show that's scripted that's about character actors in their daily lives, and maybe the battles that we have personally with each other, and then of course you'd have to have one good looking friend who gets all the lovely ladies, and we're all like, where's the pretty ladies? I don't know. I think it'd be kind of in a neat idea.
Behind the scenes. All the characters. Kind
of don't steal that. It's already registered.
The character actors who live together, and it
kind of like Seinfeld with comedy.
House of
comedians.
Characters or something. Yeah. I like it. All right, good. We're waiting for that. All right, Tim Goodwin, thanks so much for joining us, and. The movie Getting Grace, tomorrow night, Regal Cinemas.
7 p.m. Sunday night, 7 p.m. at Valley View in Roanoke. Getting Grace, the movie, is the website. If you want advance tickets, eventbrite.com, B-R-I-T-E. Don't forget, this benefits local cancer society and a question and answer period with Tim and with Daniel Roebuck after the movie.
Yes. Look forward to seeing you there.
Great.
We can't wait to hear from you again in future productions. I know you have a lot of movies coming out soon and more in the works. So keep up the good work, Tim. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.